let's talk about how to date a friend. Now, if you're like me, you may have experienced the thought, I want to ask this girl out, but we're such good friends, and I don't really want to ruin that by making it all awkward if I ask her out and she doesn't want to go. Now, that's a valid concern, but forget it. It's totally useless. Think about it. If things work out, great. It was worth it, right? If it doesn't work out, well, it would be maybe 6 months to a year before one of you would meet somebody else and get married. Okay, say you find somebody else and you get married. Well, that other girl that you thought was such a great friend then becomes a passing acquaintance because it's not really appropriate to hang out with people of the opposite sex after you're married. Or the other side of it, maybe she meets somebody in 6 months and they get married and then you're out of the water. The only situation I can see where this concern actually ends up working out in the end is if you remain a bachelor forever and she remains a bachelorette forever. Is that really what you want? I mean, aren't we trying for marriage here? You like this person as a friend. Did you know that the basis, the primary foundation of marriage is friendship? The better friendship you have, the better marriage you'll have. So if you're thinking about asking somebody out, but your concern is, oh, but I don't want to make our relationship all awkward, just forget that concern. People don't tend to stay single and in the same location for more than a year or two. So if you are in a situation, in a place where you are good friends with this person, and you're such great friends and you don't want to make that awkward, how long is that really likely to last? Let's say, thinking optimistically for the friendship's sake, a year. Well, then by asking her out and making it all awkward, you've only really lost a year. That may sound like kind of a lot right now, but believe me, it's not. Especially once you do get married and you find that 10 years of marriage have passed and you think, wow, it feels like we just barely met. My point in all of this is to say, ask her out. Yeah, it may possibly get awkward, but if it doesn't, and if it does work out, it's going to be so worth it. Think about it. You're already great friends. You're going to be great friends after you're married. What more could you want? And just a couple little tips. I've said this before in other podcasts, but if you do ask them out, make sure you use the word date. D-A-T-E. Date. Because if you ask them out and all you say is, hey, do you want to get pizza Friday night? If you're such good friends, she may think, yeah, in fact, I think I'll bring my girlfriends or this guy that I've been hanging out with. That would be really awkward. Let's just not risk that. Let's say date. Hey, do you want to go on a date with me this Friday night? Just go for pizza or something silly fun. And something that can help you to relax a little bit, both about asking them out and also about the date itself, is always remember, a first date, though first dates usually do go badly, they're more likely to go good if you are already a friend. And the second thing is that first dates are only to have a great time together. It's not about the relationship. It's not about, oh, where is this going? Does he like me? Does she like me? Don't worry about that. It's a first date. It's just a time to go hang out, have a great time, and enjoy each other's company just for the fun of it. You do that, and it's much more likely to go smooth. It's much more likely to be fun, and it's much more likely to result in a second date. On the second date, it's just to have a great time. It's just to have a good time and see if that wasn't just a fluke, that first date. Or maybe it's even to recover from the last date. Because all of us know that most first dates just go badly. And this is a chance to kind of make up for it and just have a great time together because the first date really didn't go so well. So ask her out. Have a great time. Have a great second date. And then on the third date, you can still just have a great time, but kind of be thinking, is this really what I want to pursue? Is this somebody I really want to keep dating? Because if it is, a third date's a good opportunity to either bring it up or at least to decide for yourself, you know what, I'm going to keep going with this. And you don't have to necessarily have the talk, the defining the relationship thing, but I would wait until at least the third date to have it. And if you don't have it, then don't feel pressured to. You don't have to yet. Just know in your own mind whether you want to keep going with this. Because if you don't, stop after the third date. Don't date somebody more than 3 times unless you're pretty sure you'd like to keep dating them. Thanks for joining us again today. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, but Who Came Up with Dating? A humorous guide to help you succeed at dating, and Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Join us again next week for another episode of
Gospel Living
Made
Awesome!